This is not so negate, but let's finish it off. Let's finish it tonight. I mean, it's not negate to us, it's negate to the wives, though. Right? But at least we should know what's going on in the mikvah. Right? I mean, we know what's going on in the mikvah, but we should know halachically what's going on in the mikvah. Right? Okay. So, birchas hatfilah is mana. When do you make the birchas hatfilah for the mikvah, right? So, me'ikar adin. Maker Adin, all she needs is one dunk, right? But the Paiskim say that she should go down twice. Okay, Ulamaisa, Harbi Nashim Noyagis, Litzvot Oid Palm, many women are Noyagis to go down another time, that's for a total of Kadeshi Yasafa called Shalash Fila, which would be three. Right? What do men do? Okay, I don't think the women do that.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Fine. So the Yeshanoi, that's the Tisha Pa'amim, there are those that are not to be titled 9 times. Cholechot Yasekim and Hagai, and all, whatever they should do, like their minik. I think the mikvahs probably have their minhagim that they make the women do.
What's the minimum?
Minimum, you said one.
Well,
one
I'm saying now that.
What is the minimum?
That's what people do.
That's the minimum.
That's the
minimum. One is luchat chil.
So one fine, no one can say anything, they can go out.
Okay, let's do Aleph. Okay? Aleph, yeah, you said it's an interesting halach here, why we end up doing it twice. You said minig zeh, who al pimati isavik and moro, right? They call a mitzvah from varachal and oiver lasi yasin. All mitzvahs you have to make a bracha oiver lasi yasin, which means pirish kaidamansiyah. Right, with everything we do, we make the bracha before. Chutz min hatfila, da'kati gavri lechazi, adkan. Except for tefila, because the person is not yet roy to make the bracha.
Yeah, so that's
now. What is it talking about? Talking about tefila of a ger. So a ger needs tefila. Now a ger can't make a bracha if he's not Jewish yet.
So he
does the tefillah. That's the only mitzvah where you do the mitzvah first, and then you do the bracha.
I did that, and then
they made me dunk
again.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see. Right. Nechelku arishayim b'din zeh. There's a machloek in the shem. Yesh ayrim shezeh dafka b'tefillah ger the loychadi lebruchei kaidem tefillah, because he's not roy to make a bracha before the tefillah. Da'kati nachri is still a guy. Avos shar chayve tefillah mevarchum kaidem tefillah, but other chayave tefillah, they should make the bracha first because they're right. Right? Kain Dal Tarif, Rambam, Toysvit, Bishem Rabbeinu Haigoin, Ravid, Rosh. Fine. Yeshamrim, there are those that disagree. The Agav Ger, that because of a Ger, She'iyah, Shalei Levarach, Ala Achara Tzvila, or Kanal, like we said before. So Tiknu Gamkin, Bechala Tzvilas, Levarach, Achareyan. Therefore, they were Masakin, Atu a Ger, that you should, that everybody should do that.
The question is though that they do that was done, right?
Right.
So at that point they're Jewish then, and then they go to the mitzvah, or are they two mutually exclusive things that, you know, the hatav is done and then the mitzvah equal one Jew? Meaning, you know what I'm saying?
You have to have both. It's independent.
Yeah. So Kain Dal Tabahak, Rashi, Eshko, Bishem Rav Shiru Gain. Shariduro, right? La halacha who will be the machloekus in Shulchan Aruch, and la halacha it's the machloekus in Shulchan Aruch. Shadas the mechaber shetavarich koydem atfila. The mechaber holds that you have to make the bracha first. Barama kotz levarich achar atfila, and the Rama says make a bracha afterwards. So it's a svari Ashkenazi thing. minhag hamuvah b'fnim hu al pi hashlah. So where do you get that you do two? That's from the shlah kodesh. Alright. If you do it like this, then you yotze both. Which is right. So you go down first, then you make the bracha, and you go down again. And like this, you have a bracha after the tefillin, you have a bracha before the tefillin.
If it's maker din, one is
right.
Good, then it's
oh, so then we're right. Exactly, how does that work? Right. Well, no, let me.
It's already.
You were told already. Right. It's overlapped the other one. What does it help that you're going to go down again? What is it? We're playing charades.
Yeah.
You didn't forget to come in and tell us. That part he doesn't forget. Yeah, that's Enoch Hanami. It's a stick of shver. How does that? What did he forget?
That's an ad for our listeners.
What did he forget?
That we had Shion Yezach Haruso.
What would he have done about it? What would he have done differently?
Sometimes he switches his Haruso to Tuesday.
When did he even do that?
That is like two times that he used to.
When he doesn't forget.
Okay. Anyway, so therefore you yotze shtei days. It's not exactly clear how you yotze the both days with that. Because Lamaisa, she's ready to hire him. One thing is clear, one tefillah is enough. Right? With Algum Rabbah, because of the Yesh Lachash Lidvarim, you should be Chashish for the Shlach. Because of Avraham Dechein on Minig, fine, he brings the Maram Kavis that that's the Minig.
If she forgot,
so mainly we have a Machlagis, we show him which way you should do it. Then we have a Machlagis, Machaber Ramah. And then the Bereza brings the shlah that you should do like both. So therefore the women go down twice.
If she totally forgot to do the bracha and she went down twice, what would you tell her to do afterwards?
Huh?
She forgot to make a bracha. She dunked twice, didn't make a bracha at all.
What happens if she dunked twice or not if she didn't make the bracha?
Whatever. She didn't make a bracha. She got on the right. So then what do you tell her to do?
She gotta go back.
What?
No, but we say she should make... He brings it, right? What is he fasting?
How do they do it? They make a bracha. That means they're making a bracha for sure when they're not dressed.
Oh, we're gonna get to that.
They go into the water.
Can we expand this already?
Don't they wear something?
Water is transparent, you know?
I thought he wrote it down. Okay. Yeah?
I'm not.
So where does it come from? Three?
Milky.
So where does three come from? So look at Bayes in the footnote. I'll be safe for Chachsidim. The Chsiv is a rock they left in mind to Hirim. They made him bold for us, so we can figure it out really easy. To Hirim with the Hartem, we come with the Mesehim, we come with the Lechem, Atar, etc. Right, so three times Tahara, right?
Who said this?
The same Chassidim. When Ishai Kosa, Shetayv was Gimel Pahamim Achara Bracha. Aris Achara called Dalit Tfilas. The Gimel Pahamim has to be after the Bracha. For a total of four.
Now all the whole thing about when men go to Mikra, for example, and how many times we dunk, it's all comes as the same sugya. But people go...
Men going to the mikvah is not, it's nothing.
But so how do they get their numbers? The same man goes three times.
I don't know where they get there.
So three only means four.
According to Ben Ishchai. So this is the Seder. So first she goes down. She should hug her hand under her heart. So that she should have a makeshift gartel. Between Liva the Erva, that should be a hefty between her heart and her Erva. But she has to cover her eyes, close her eyes, or look out of the water. Right? And then she makes another tefillah.
Would we ever say this works for a man who's in a place? First of all, if we have a garfle, you could do that.
We don't need to make a bracha.
Man has to wear a garfle, right? Never mind about the mikvah in general.
No, man has a different problem. Man has to be covered in order to make a bracha.
A woman doesn't have to.
Levi is right as the Arab.
And by a woman, that's not the case.
It's not.
But if a woman is uncovered, a man can't make a bracha. You said that case one time about the guy making kiddush, the people at the table are not.
Right. Yes, you can.
So there, the woman is uncovered. So the man can't make a bracha if anyone's uncovered.
What?
The man
but himself. Can a man make a bracha undressed?
No.
Why not?
Because they both wear a sarba.
That's right. So you have to cover over
but that kiddush
he
is the woman you
make a bracha without a
shirt. One thing, so that means
make a bracha, you could just wear boxes in.
No, the boxes, you don't need a shirt, right?
It's better too.
So by that case, by that case, by kiddush, the man could not make the kiddush. The woman can make kiddush for herself. That's what you're saying.
Can she make for the man?
Yes, the woman can make for herself.
For herself, she's not sneezing. But the man can't make a bracha. Can't make
kiddush. She's not dressed. She can make a bracha.
That's the fun that Ricky gets.
As long as she's not seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Edit it out.
No.
Well,
if
a man has.
Unless
it's wildly inappropriate.
So if a man, how can a man make a bracha?
You don't reach that level.
Close his eyes. You can't do that.
I think he didn't pay attention.
You have to turn around.
Well, no, it's been the habit, you could close it up.
What about
really?
I'm not talking about hair, I'm talking about real hair.
Yeah, you have to turn away. No, but yeah, you have to turn away.
What about Ashley?
So, how come she's
like.
What do you mean?
She's not seeing herself.
What about so other women with women are that would be us?
She's looking above the water.
If there's two women, they're both not sneezed, then one woman cannot make a bracha.
Okay, I don't understand.
Does that count, or women don't matter at all by women?
No, the harder
the man matter by men.
Harder they can.
So it's only for herself.
That's why women go to mikvah.
There's another issue. Can you make a bracha bechlal in a mikvah?
We
don't discuss it here, but the other place seem to discuss it.
Oh, it's a merchot?
Yeah.
It's very clean merchot, no? Not the men's merchot, but the ladies.
So it's not really a merchot, that's what the place is saying. The mikvah is not a merchot.
Except for the.
Right, if they would wash there and they'd be the
same. They have showers.
No, but it's not in the room with the mikvah. It's a
water
thing.
The
men's one does.
Men's is also a separate room.
Men, so I wouldn't make a bracha men's mikvah.
It's a separate rule. I mean, I don't know, but I are.
It's very different.
Men's mikvah
is
also
a separate
rule. Well, there's
a basement shtibel mikvah, you know.
There's an archway. There is a separation.
No. Yeah.
Oh, no, there's not. You're right. There's not.
There's a separation between
the changing
room.
There's
like a changing room.
I don't know. Is Stulz's mikvah kosher for women?
Is it kosher?
For men, it's no big deal. It's a big deal. It's a bathtub. That's okay. I don't know.
It's not the same size.
I take a shower every day.
What?
It's not the same size.
Yeah, it depends on the virus and all that, whether they have the
rotation of the water.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fine.
I see Apple Stein saying Tulis is not a question myself.
I also said that I cook pizza in my place of oven, even though
we clarify that.
Pepperoni.
We clarify that. You said you would theoretically be allowed.
You should be allowed. Yes.
So that's all I said. That's all I said.
I don't know if she is considered whether it's a liquid or not. I don't know.
You said lachara pizza. You should be allowed to make
lachara. Yes.
That's all I said. That's all I
said.
That day.
He definitely said yes.
I said he said for sure lasagna. No.
So well, that's the lasagna.
And you said for sure cheesecake, no. That's what he said.
Cheesecake, what's the problem?
Cheesecake is a liquid one. It goes in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Depends on what kind of
steak.
I have
no idea.
It's
all liquid.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
You pour a spoon of pizza sauce on this pizza.
I hold it to liquid.
Fine. So now here he has your heart over here on Zion. I am the dog of the love of Pardashi, my name is Sheiru. Allah Shila, Kaddish Teh. Get him talking about food. He doesn't get into it. I don't know what the secret of answers, but right, that's the kasha on the Shila. How exactly you go to 2 days? Fine. Gimel Yeshanai goes lachasis as Sarei saying b'shas habracha. So this also clarifies what we were saying before. There are those that have a minig to cover their hair b'shas habracha. Olachem became the seerus the takisa the fellas, and then afterwards they remove the cover and then they tie it.
Do they?
Obviously they can't leave it on for the tefillah. They don't have to do this.
So they have to make sure nothing's in their hair, any threads or anything.
Of course. When after they put the shmat on.
Yeah, now they take it off before they dunk again. Then they make sure nothing's there.
After she gets, let's say she does the hafifa at home, and she gets dressed, and she goes to the mikveh, you don't really have
so
to.
So they shower again.
Yeah, but you don't bath, so you don't have to.
Why is she growing her hair?
Because
she doesn't have to. It's not considered ever unless there's a man there, no?
No,
with the hair.
No, she said it's a chumrah. That's what it is. There's a minute.
In general, but a woman can make a brach without.
Yeah.
You should argue that though.
What?
I know people that would say disagree.
Say, what are they going to say? Me ikra din they can't, or are they going to say it's better now?
No, it's better now.
Of course. Well, then you have the Mishnah Berurah that brings down that a woman should never have her hair uncovered ever. Right? So.
Never leave the house.
That's the Rambam. If one of you lean on twice, twice a month.
Alright, so yesh nashim anayigot leimah. There are the women that are anayig to say yirat and shivana beis hamikdash beisat tefila while they're being tefila. Ach ein la'am rebein a bracha l'tefila. Obviously, you shouldn't make it between the bracha and the tefila because that's then it's a hefset. Yeah? Kala, Shatavela, the Pama.
You start bringing your kid,
David? He can go home, he can listen.
Stop learning. Okay, you go to Texas now. There's
a child. Rated R. That's like kind of
that's
like
my brother. Absolutely.
He's 17 in the front door.
My brother gets his free coffee class in Yishu Krakow. Like the guys are like, what's going on over there with those guys? You know, they see someone bringing a violence. And my brother explains to him. Yeah, anyway. So that brother, Grada.
Went.
No, my little brother, Avi. So we went, when he was mamash 4 or 5 years old, so we were all hanging out in my father's study. And he knocks on the door, and he comes and he says, okay, everybody out, I have a shiloh. He was like 4. Yeah, it was pretty funny, yeah. But, all right, what are you going to do? He has an education. Kalash Tevelet, the Pamari Shina. I'm not sure why this is, but a Kala does not make a Shechiyona. The first time she goes into the...
Why would she?
What? Did either of you make Shechiyona on the Talis? First
time
ever,
no? I
did.
Yeah.
I
did.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I thought I know that I seem to remember.
Yeah?
So I wore it before my wedding.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Right. Then you wouldn't, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Fine. Isha Shenitma. Afim nitma ayidei kesem. So this is interesting. So now, would it depend on why a woman's going to the mikvah? Right? Isha shenitma afim nitma ayidei kesem. Let's say she just had a kesem. That's the rabbana. Right? Aydam besulim, which is also the rabbana. Aydam tayer, also. These are all three the rabbanans. Dam tayer is the dam that she sees
after the baby.
After the baby till
40 or 80.
Right, depending on the boy or the girl. But nowadays we're machmir. She does make a bracha on all the times that she's tevelas. Right? Okay, that's not so. I mean, that's the rabbana. We make brachas in the rabbana, right? What? There are some cases where women will not make a bracha.
If
there's a safik on the chatzitza. Right?
And she has to go back?
She has to, you tell her to go back, but. That's not the suffix.
What if the whole reason that she has to be perished was because of suffix?
It would depend on the suffix. Why are you being machmir? Some would say yes, some would say no. Some pesukim will say that whenever a woman goes to the mikvah, they should make a bracha because what's she going to feel like? She said, well, you're going to the mikvah, you're going through the whole headache, but don't make a bracha because we're not really sure you have to go. Right? That's not
a good reason.
No, obviously, it has to be a case where. Where there's enough basis to make a bracha, right? But there are sometimes some interesting cases where a woman can't make a bracha. Let's say a woman says she's a neither for a joke, and the husband doesn't believe her that she was joking. Which it says, I don't know what the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is. If it's a bal nefesh, it should be machmer, or one can. For sure, it says a lashon that one can be machmer and not believe his wife that she was joking. Well, joking might not work anyways, but that she comes up with an excuse why she said she was a neither, right? Then the Pesukim say that if she, since she has to go to the mikvah because the husband doesn't believe her, she shouldn't make a bracha because she knows that this is really baloney, right, that she's going to the mikvah. Another case, she has an argument with the rav whether the rav said it's brought in Shulchan Aruch.
The rav says he said
it was no good. Outside of the rav says he said it was no good, right? And she says that the rav said it was good. Right? We believe the rav. So, if she knows that the rav's lying, then she shouldn't make a bracha. You gotta see the case.
They make her wait. If she was joking, they'll make her wait the whole.
Yeah, regular 5-7. 5-7, you gotta.
Even if she's joke, she still has to wait 5.
You divorce. Seriously,
if
you
were
to make that up,
can you divorce her?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
Kick her out.
The whole thing is. How do you know she was joking?
I don't know. I don't understand. What's your excuse?
What's your case?
She's going to say, she says, I'm Lida, right?
Right.
So he says, fine. So he's Purish. And then she says, no, I was joking. So either way, why would. The chutzpah to joke about it?
Is that like burning the food?
Yeah, I don't understand. Burning food, we kick her out. This is like a bigger deal, huh? I don't know
if that's ground to divorce.
Why, if she was just joking, why should she have to wait for all of the rabbanim? 5-7.
Because he doesn't believe her.
She's not Neman to make herself usher. She's not Neman to make herself usher.
That's like, what's she messing around with this stuff for? Like,
why isn't it go both ways? Why is she Neman for Isser, not for Hesser?
She is Neman. He can believe her. If she makes a valid excuse, he can believe her, the husband.
Oh.
But if he wants, he doesn't have to believe her.
And that overrides his chiyuv?
Yes, that overrides his chiyuv.
Why does that override his
chiyuv? Because he wants to be machma. She said she's a nida, so that's it.
But if she's Neman to be believed, if a woman comes home for, okay, let me say, if a woman comes home for the mikvah and says she's tahor, and the guy says, I don't believe you, is he allowed to be pyrish?
Maybe if he has a valid reason why not to believe her.
What were you going to say that's worse?
No, there's cases if she comes home from the mikvah, the din is that you're supposed to hear from her that she
wants to
hear from her. Even though some place in Shevet Halevi, if I remember correct, says if you see her preparing for the mikvah, then you can assume that she went. You don't have to hear from her. But let's say she came home. This was an actual shiloh. Didn't come to me. It wasn't liquid. And the husband asked if she went to the mikvah, and she said no. But a joke. I guess he was educated enough that that's a problem. Right? Because now whatever work that she did to go to the mikvah, she has a cheskas tumah. So why do you have to hear from her? Because she has a cheskas tumah. You have to know that she's out of that tumah. You have to hear it from her. Right. So now she went and said no.
Or say yes.
But then
why did they say stupid things?
She just went from no. What changed that?
Well,
from no to yes.
Question.
And the Baal Shulchan says
Baal
Shulchan says you have to be machmir. She has to go back.
Well, no,
why is she ruining her nemanis if she
because
says
she
no
went,
one?
Because you assume she went to the mikvah, right?
What
she comes home in the mikvah, she said, I didn't go to the mikvah.
What if you, what
right?
If she
now
obviously
she says
gone.
She did go to the mikvah.
What if she obviously got her hair's wet, whatever it is?
Hey,
okay,
yeah,
what do you know I didn't go?
Well, that's obviously what this lady was doing, but
so what's the psak in that case?
The psak, I push comes to shove, they will make them, but I think Baal Shulchan would not.
Sarcasm?
You should really give it to the lady to tell her to not do this mishigash anymore.
Here's all that.
Very drastic.
Where did Tom validate the subject of divorce?
Yeah.
Why is this?
It's like a warning to your wife to never bring it on.
So they start giving out tickets, and when the wife went to the mikvah, she had to get it validated and bring it back to her husband to she actually went. Because there's too many women who are not going to the mikvah if you go on.
Is
there too long. Yeah.
Where was this?
In Kiryas Sefer, years ago.
You know, there's a famous maestro with the Ramah about a minute ago. I think it's in Hilbus Medilla, right? What does the Ramah talk about? I think it's in Purim. Hanukkah talks about the importance of a minhag not to change it. Because when the Ramah became the Rav of, Warsaw, no? Krakow? There was a minhag that the Gaba, the mikvah lady's husband, came to whoever's wife went to the mikvah the night before, went the next morning and confirmed to the husband that his wife went to the mikveh the night before. Sound like a crazy minik, right? So Rama abolished that minik, right? And then somehow it came out that a woman said she went to the mikveh. Oh no, the next morning a guy went to the gavai and said, I'm messing this up, but a guy went to the gavai and said, why don't you tell me that my wife went to the mikveh last night? She said, because the Rav said we don't want to do that minik. Then the guy went home and asked his wife, what do you mean? The wife didn't go that night to the mikveh. But basically what it came out was that the women weren't going to the mikveh. So the way to confirm to the husbands, the next morning was the way, was the confirmation that the husbands knew that the wife. They had the same thing what you say.
Yeah, like,
then that was like the validation.
They didn't have to validate that.
That's when Ramah became very.
They get down on parking.
Very, very mocked on the husband because a piksvara, right? With seichel, that meaning made no sense whatsoever.
They actually had
Okay, let's finish this up because I don't want to do this next week. Yeah. Fine. You see him at tefila. Oh, so here's the interesting halacha. The tzricha isha lezar she yaitzes me at tefila leitzira betchila davar tamei a goy. When the woman first comes out of the mikvah, she shouldn't see anything that's tamei or a goy. Right? And there's a whole list of things in the Shulchan Aruch, and it says lefi aminig b'chal. Right? An amaret it says, and dogs, animals, all those things a woman should not see when she first comes out of the mikvah. Agav B'Shach brings Chalukei Deis, if it's a good thing for a woman to see a horse or not. His first day is that it would be a bad thing if she sees a horse. The second day is that if she sees a horse, she can fakir, she have a great kid. If she sees a horse. Yeah, so. Yeah, Ulafi Aminik, the Chol Tzutis Yisrael, Sha'imedes Aleh, Isha Acheres Te'es Tatfila, right? The meaning then, all Tzutis Yisrael, if there's a woman there, and came the Yad Be'esha Olam and Amaya Poygas Isha Zu, she meets the first woman she meets, the first thing she meets after the tefillah is a lady. Well, I can say Shuv Ein Lachosh and Tifka Achakach V'Dar Tami, then we don't care anymore because it's the first. Oh, very good. Then Maya Lafilu Me'esha Im Edesham Tmeya Nida. Let's say the mikvah lady is a Nida, so she's Tami. So the first thing she's meeting is something Tami, right? But most poets can say that it's not a problem, even though he brings one that's Chayla. The Yeshan Ago Shemamuna Ala Tefillah Bal Likras. The cross of eight sha'olim in a tefillah v'gam noigatzva. Now she comes to court to greet her, and she touches her also. I think they do that here, no? U'barim v'kamiz noigashem amun ala tefillah imeres la'achar tefillah kosher. Fine. There's an interesting maizah here. Yudala. Look at the footnote Yudala. Kain kosev haramo v'ayim b'shari dura maizah be'elisha kain godol. He didn't have children that were deemed miskayim, meaning I guess they were dying young. Nichnas l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'amar l'fanu Rabbanu Shalom, v'nema yesh l'tzadikim banav li ein banav. How come all these tzadikim have kids and I don't? Yotza baskol v'yeshivu. So a baskol came out and answered him, v'yesh noigim b'tahara b'shas sheshim shemita fein. They're noig b'tahara during tasha shemita. So holach v'hirtza ha'dvarim l'ishtoi. He went and told his to his wife, the kiblu alayim lasis can say to makabel that to do this, meaning that she shouldn't see any davar tamei when she came home from the mikvah. So pam acheres pam achas yard the litvol, she went to the mikvah pagaba mitzayra. So the first thing she met was a mitzayra. Chazav atalav also pagaba chazir, right? Chazav atalav also pagab gomel. Pam rabi gai pam chavishes arul b'shishes kelev b'sidus ishmal, right? Ubechol pam tov pam acheres. She kept on going back, right? Nichnuru Racham of Shalat Kadosh Baruch Hu Ramal Matatra and Sarah Hapnim Lech Ve'Amid Bifnei Sadeke Zu Al Pesach HaMikvah Kutei Shetisara Laila Zay Stay in front of the Shiga Pregnant Miyad Yor Mitatrain Vero V'Rotsa Lachlaser V'Litvol. And she saw this Matatrain, so she wanted to go back into the Mikvah. Ramal Matatrain Deish Ani Matatrain Sarah Phanam, I'm really a Malach Halkum in the Sabra Bait Laila. It's Rabbi Yishmol Ben Elisha Kangola Rabbi Yishmol Kangola came out of that. So an interesting
you have to pay.
Oh, so now this next halach is negeya, and it's a big chumrah, which I don't know if many women keep. Achar tefilato ein lalachter lirchot esatzum meklav. She should not take a shower. Okay, that the women are marked on, right? Ba'ambatia or a bath, a bebricha shirti or a swimming pool. Now, for how long? She shouldn't take a take a shower after the tefillah.
Why?
Because it's a gezeira. It's a mishnah and Shabbos. Right, that they're gonna think that they shower because the waters were really dirty back then, so they were allowed taking showers. So then you would think that the people would think that the shower
is
like for how long? So for daska be yoyma tefillah, but la'achar mekayim odes only be yoyma tefillah. Now in igros Moshe, it seems that she can't take a shower for 24 hours. That's what from you read the posh of the reading in igros Moshe, that's what it is. Which is, I think that's a long time. Right? A lot of Pesachim are making say once she's added a mikvah, she can already take a shower. But here it seems he doesn't say what yom is. Look at Chaf, Shut Igris Moshe, and he is the Nist, Shalai Tuch Alisbo, Shalai Lizrach, Yom Shalim, Yom Ashkaz, Shalim, Besai, Vachuva. Fine, but Yom Shalim. See? So that seems to be Igris Moshe, but there are those that say that that's not what Moshe meant. It doesn't mean Yom Shalim. But if you want to be machmir, then a woman shouldn't take a shower 24 hours.
Yom Shalim wouldn't even mean 24 hours.
That's just, I guess,